Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Healthy Generations, the area on aging, our focus this morning. Pat Holland is here once again with us. We talked to her a few weeks ago. We'll get an update this morning on what's going on and how you can help. Pat, it is great to have you here again this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted. Thanks for having us all the time. We really, really appreciate it.
Boy,
glad to know that you are okay and everybody is okay in your circle.
It's the same for you. That you're hanging in there, especially in the fact that you're dealing with in the Healthy Generations area and aging. I mean, you deal with a group of people that are at risk in getting the coronavirus.
We've got the vulnerable population. And, you know, even with flu season, but this is a little bit different in the spread, and we just have to be as careful as we possibly can, which is the federal government has said that the seniors are important. They are an important part of our community and have given us some funding to help make sure that people have proper nutrition, get fed. So we've decided there's a lot that we can do and a lot that we're doing. So we are busy and continue to get busier. It just is quite the times, as you said earlier.
It is certainly that with all that we're dealing with right now in this community. When you were on the last time, and it was about 3 weeks ago or so that we talked to you last, and you were just getting ready, and you announced here that you were going to be getting involved with some of the efforts to feed the elderly in the area. How has that gone?
We have increased our nutrition program by over 500%. We started out with 48, I believe it was 48, home-delivered meals clients who received our meals either through volunteers or through a program called Mom's Meals. And those are meals that they actually are delivered by FedEx, which is a wonderful blessing in this time. And we are almost at 280 people or so, I think was about last count. I can't keep count of it because they just keep coming in and coming in. So if I need to pull a report, I can do that. But on a daily basis, it just is just too much to see the numbers go up. But we are out there. We've got people calling on a daily basis. You know, this is you would think that we would be used to this by now and have everything in place. And we did a newspaper article, and the question was, well, you know, this has been going on. What's new? Well, you're always learning something new every day. And luckily, through sources like yourself and the newspaper, we have the ability to get the word out to people, and it has been growing. So we're out there. We're serving people. We've got people calling us. There's a lot of different things that we can do. We just tell people to call and ask us, and we'll see what happens.
Wow, that is so different, Pat, than what you often hear from agencies, especially right now, that there are things you can do. That's exciting. That's exciting that the government has recognized that the people that you serve may need some extra helps right now, and in most cases they do.
Absolutely. If we want to follow the procedures, if we want to follow the protocols, then we need to keep our seniors at home. Of course, you know, we have our senior cafes that used to run on a regular basis. Each county has their own senior cafe, and each one was open 3 days a week, and we would pick people up. And, you know, right from the very first time the van pulls up at your door, you have the opportunity to start socializing with people. Through the van ride and then being at the cafe and then having a nutritional lunch at the cafe, which is really the basis of the program. You know, that's not here. Everything has changed, but we've got to keep our folks away from as many other people as possible, which is just so counterproductive to what we believe in. And it's, it's hard. It's hard on our seniors. We're in touch with them on a regular basis. We did do a special event last week, but we know it's just wearing on them. So it's hard.
Yeah. I think we all say that, but especially in this case, because I know that the seniors that you work with and the ones who do the cafe and some of your other programs, they really look forward. I mean, they really point to the times when they're going to go in and be involved in this, and to have that taken away for such a long time. And I think so many of us thought at the beginning, well, you know, after a couple of weeks, we'll get back to normal. And, you know, here we are. And, that getting back to normal is a long way off.
I'll tell you, every month my board report goes out and it says, I think the date was March 17th. On March 17th, we closed the cafes, what we thought would be for 2 weeks. That was in March. I think that's a little bit longer than 2 weeks ago. And we don't know. You know, I wish with every bit of my bones that I had a date to give people back. You know, the phase three that's starting on Wednesday, and it says still safer at home for vulnerable populations, which is what we're serving. Mm-hmm. So there is no clear picture for this. You know, and I think what we're learning from other states is that when you open, you have more cases. And we certainly don't want our seniors to be part of those cases. So that's why we're still out there doing, and we'll continue to do, we'll continue to do even after this is all over. We've learned a lot of different lessons, and we continue to learn every day. So this opportunity, I'm going to call it, will make us much stronger in the long run.
And that's why you're the perfect person to be the captain there at Healthy Generations Area and Aging, because I think you do look at these kind of things and think, all right, well, when things do start to open up and when things start to change for this population, these are some new things we can do.
Yeah, one of the things that we've learned is that a lot of our seniors, and we've always said this for our age group right now in the present time, is that they're not very technologically savvy. You know, I'm almost in there myself because I have to have the kid across the street tell me how to do something every once in a while. But one of the things through two programs, one just through our seniors, but then through the Title V program, which is an Older Americans Back to Work program, we have learned that when you push yourself, you really do learn. You have that opportunity. So the folks that had no cell phones, or they had a cell phone that the only thing, we've heard this on a regular basis, the only thing I know how to do is take a call or make a call. Mm-hmm. But they have the ability to do so much more. And that's one of the pushes now, is that we're trying to assemble a whole list of ways to contact our folks. We have a Facebook Live program on Mondays. Our travel trainer, which is a whole different program, but she actually, because of no contact and people not riding the Fred bus, she has moved to the Facebook platform to teach folks. So every Monday at 11 o'clock, if you go to the agency's Facebook page, you'll be able to learn something about how to tackle public transportation. But those are the things that we're trying to get into with the seniors. And right now it's hard because we don't have the way to contact them. They don't have email addresses, or they don't know how to use the phone.
Yeah.
So we're putting forth an effort to make sure that those things are getting done, that those opportunities arise for every senior that we've got. And that'll be one of the best outcomes of all of this, is that we will have much better ways to contact our folks.
I was just going to say, after you mentioned that you know, the you said, you know, the Mondays at 11, the informational things, I can see you, when once people start coming back, having sessions in house there and teaching them how to set this up and how to set up that. So if things have to get shut down again at any time in the future, you will be able to you'll be able to contact more people.
Exactly. And we will have that system up. We'll be able to use it. You know, there are times when people are just out for whatever reason. you know, some of our folks go to another child's house during the summer to stay there. So they're away from their friends. But that's also an opportunity without the virus in play. That's also an opportunity for these folks to stay in touch with each other. Hmm. You know, one slips and falls and goes to a skilled rehab facility for physical therapy to get strengthened up before coming home. They're isolated from their friends there. And, of course, we know that isolation is worse than – it's the equivalent of smoking 15 cigarettes a day. I know I've said that before, but it just – it blows my mind that 15 cigarettes a day is that's a terrible thing. But folks that are out at the nursing homes, it's a way to stay in touch. So this is the one thing that technology is just – it's going to – get us a little further in this whole entire thing. We are just, we're gathering the information. We're getting out there on Facebook. We're hoping to have, you know, Zoom meetings where everybody can raise their hand and talk and just get together. It'll make all the difference in the world right now.
Pat Holland here with the Healthy Generations area on aging, healthygenerations.org, the website. Much more coming up. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Hi, this is...
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
Pat Holland in this morning, the executive director with Healthy Generations area on aging. As far as volunteers go, I know when we talked about this a few weeks ago, Pat, and this is something that every time you come in, we talk about. There really are opportunities if someone is looking for a way to get plugged into the community and helping out an agency. Healthy Generations area on aging has some options for you.
We do. Saying that one of the hard parts of what we're doing is that a lot of our employees are in that vulnerable population themselves. They're retired folks that want to stay busy. So they come to work and they are in their 60s and 70s. And we have a driver in his 80s who's absolutely wonderful. And but how do we protect our folks? And our folks and employees and our clients all at the same time. So we've got to be diligent that way, but we're always looking for volunteer drivers. We hope to set up, and this has been something that has been an idea for a long time. Years ago, there was a volunteer wheels program where volunteers would take people back and forth to doctor's appointments. And that is something that really, really needs to happen. In particular, dialysis appointments, that's something where transportation is so hard because it's three times a day and it's a long wait, or three times a week, I'm sorry, and a long waiting period in between drop-off and pickup. And there are just so many opportunities there for folks who are just looking for a little something to give to the community. We do need to get people back and forth. We're volunteers. We have with Partners in Aging, the group that advocates for seniors in our area, people that are going out and doing grocery shopping for others and dropping them off or picking up groceries that have already been ordered online and dropping them off, prescriptions, things like that. We have people call on a regular basis. So those types of tasks are perfect for volunteers and people that don't. They don't have a lot of time, but they got a little bit. They can swing by and drop it off in a certain area even. One of the other things for volunteers is that we have partnered with a few restaurants downtown who are delivering meals to seniors every day of the week. 5 days of the week they're delivering meals to. I think it's probably upwards towards 70 people right now. But they also have the opportunity to take a route and get people their food. It might be one day a week. You may have enough time to do it every day for a while. Those volunteer opportunities, they certainly are there. But just to make a phone call to people, one of the things about our program, our meals program in particular, is that we really need to lay eyes on a person and make sure that they're okay. that's a big, big part of anything. It's just to make sure that we're each other, we're all okay. So with one of the meals programs that we have, we don't deliver those meals. FedEx delivers them. So we don't see them, but we are making checking calls, telehealth calls, reassurances. And we have so many people in that program that we've gone to one time a week to make sure that they're still doing okay and do they need anything. But that program, you could be home all day long and make phone calls. So that's a great for somebody who's homebound themselves. Carter Bank and Trust has jumped in. Two branches of Carter Bank and Trust are helping us with checking calls. We have a lot of our Title V people who are the Older Americans Back to Work program folks. And those are folks that are in that program for training purposes. They're not volunteers. They do get paid a little bit, but they have really jumped outside their box in technology, just like our seniors, in that they did not know how to use any kind of a computer and they were scared, but now they're doing wonderful. So it kind of has pushed you. But yeah, you know, if anybody would love to volunteer, our phone number is 540-371-3375. And just whoever answers the phone, just say you're looking for a volunteer opportunity, and we will certainly talk to you and figure something out. We've got a bunch of them.
And as you discuss some of those opportunities, I mean, they're the kind of things, boy, you really feel good about being able to do. And I was going to ask you about, because I remember when we talked a little while ago about the whole Carter Bank situation, about how they just offered to do things, and what a great thing for a business to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because their lobby is shut down, I don't know this. I'm making an assumption that, you know, they have extra time. So they're right across the street from our main office, and they have just been a wonderful, wonderful asset to our checking program. And, you know, Ted, they're helping us, but what they have learned is that there's a population of people out there that need a little bit. I think I could stop right there. Just need a little bit. And the conversation and the things that they're learning from the clients out there. So it really is a win-win situation. It's, you know, a lot of times when I think as we get older, we learn more from people than we teach them. Mm-hmm. I had a gentleman that I used to swim with, and he always said, you never learn anything from talking. So, you know, and that's all part of it. And everybody is really learning through. As opportunistic as it sounds, I think this whole pandemic has given us an opportunity to learn an awful lot, to do an awful lot.
And as you talk about these different opportunities, Pat, I just think that there's no excuse now for us just to say, oh, I'm so bored. I'm just at home all the time. I'm so bored. There are so many things you can do at home, calls you can make, and things you can do that can make a big difference in another person's life and in your life, just how you're going to feel doing this kind of thing.
Yeah, you know, our folks they want to talk to somebody. You know, the rest of us, the bank people, they are going back and forth from home to work. They are having some type of contact with people, not as usual as before, but the contact, the human contact, we're missing the touch. We'll get that back, we hope, soon. But just that contact, to be able to talk to somebody, to be able to learn something, and one thing that a senior has done in their life, it's incredible the stories that our folks have to tell. Mm-hmm. And they want to be heard, and we do. We have the people to listen, and everybody is just – it really has been an incredible experience.
Well, and I don't know of anybody who's ever done any kind of work with senior citizens that at the end of it, it just doesn't come away just feeling, like you say, you learn something and you just feel good about it. And I think that's the great thing of having Healthy Generations Area and Aging in this in our region here. And you have so many opportunities.
Yeah, we've got them, and we you know, every day somebody else is calling saying, I really would need this or that. And we've had to think outside the box. And a lot of times that does entail pulling other people in with us, the volunteers, the Carter Banks and Trust, all sorts of different agencies, Partners in Aging, all of those folks that are affiliated with that. And we just, it's the only way that we can do this is with community. And ours has stepped up.
Pat Holland here, Healthy Generations. Area on Aging is our focus this morning. HealthyGenerations.org is the website. Also check out Facebook, because lots of good information that is updated throughout every day is there. HealthyGenerations.org, the website. Need to take a break. We will continue on this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA, coming up on 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Pat Holland here this morning. Healthy Generations Area on Aging is where she is at. She's the executive director, healthygenerations.org, if you want to jump on the website and see what they offer and all of that. Boy, Pat, one of the things, you are such a people person, and I know the people over there in your office are such people people. This has got to be tough when all of a sudden it just really instantaneously gets ripped away from you, and you have to kind of come up with some new strategies.
Yeah, you had just said Pat Holland at the Agency on Aging. I'm thinking to myself, no, I'm sitting in the small bedroom because it's the quietest, and this has become my new office.
Yeah,
that's how we're working. And, you know, even we talk about our seniors, but even as staff, we are going to, we have our staff meetings. We didn't have them for a while, but now we've got the Zoom platform. And so we're setting up meetings for ourselves just to see each other and just to have that camaraderie that we always do when we're at the office. It's so much different, but at least it can give you a little bit of a smile. So it's everything has changed. We're not in the office. We'll meet people out in the parking lot so that we can provide services. You know, we have some Depends and briefs on hand that people call up for, mm-hmm. and we'll be glad to meet them and give them. It's just everything is different. Everything is different. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say that. And when you think about it, things aren't going to change. I mean, you're going to be one of the last groups, I would think, where when things do start opening up, that will open up just because of the age of your clients and just the underlying conditions.
Absolutely. We just, again, we don't know. And the only thing we can do is to stay safe and keep our people safe. You know, we can do that. I can't prevent people from going out from their own homes. If they want to do that, that's them. But then if we open up, that causes us to be at a risk. So it's, you know, you and I have talked about how it's just one person that does this and doesn't think much about it, or and it can just mess up your whole entire day. So we have to be very, very diligent, very, very conscious of that in opening. And again, I for our cafes, I just don't see that happening. But what we've been doing is, you know, making sure that our seniors have their food. So we've been delivering more and more and working with the restaurants downtown and any other restaurant. It's open for the good of the public. If anybody's over 60, they can be provided with our meals in some way, shape, or form. It's just everything is different. The way we provide our transportation is different. The way we go to the grocery store. Our seniors were so used to, as I mentioned, going out 3 days a week. But then one day a week, they went to the grocery store to do their own shopping. And so just think about yourself being stuck in the house, being told that, you know, for 3 months, you shouldn't go to the grocery store. You can't go to the grocery store. And I always use this one example from a homemaker a long time ago. We had a client who only wanted a gallon of ice cream. That was all they wanted at the grocery store. And the homemaker called me and said, "Do I need to go out for that?" I said, "Yes, you do, because you're that person's link." But think about not being able to go to the grocery store, something as crazy as that, and to pick out your own groceries. So all of that has changed. And it just, you know, for our folks, you could still go to the grocery store online if you had that ability. But then you're not, you know, touching, making sure your bananas are as ripe as you want them or that your lettuce is okay.
Yep.
So it's all been taken away. It's all just, everything has changed because of that.
No, and I do. Now that I think of it, and I hadn't really thought of it until we just started talking this morning, that even if there were a vaccine at the end of the year, you're probably looking, I mean, you could be looking at March or April before we see some changes. And, you know, that would be over a year, which who would have ever thought about that?
2 weeks. That's what we were hoping for.
2 weeks. So we all did.
Long 2 weeks. But yeah, Ted, that's kind of what we're talking about. You know, this is budget season, and boy, that has been hard because we don't know. We have cafe money. We have transportation money. But how do we budget that at this point in time? Because it doesn't look like we're going to be using it. You know, luckily for us, waivers have been granted, and we don't have to ask for transfers or permission, and we can move things around because the government, our Department for the Aging and Rehabilitative Services in Richmond, DARS, who monitors us, provides us our funds mainly, they are so aware of the changes that get made. God, not just daily sometimes, but multiple times a day we're going through changes. And it really has boiled down to, and I have to say that years ago, when I started working for the agency in 1992, shortly before I met you, I think, my boss at that time, she said, "What is in the best interest of the client? What do you have to do to make sure that that client is okay?" And that's what we're working on right now. That is the bottom line. What's in the best interest of the client? What's going to keep them out there in that community safe? How do we do that? What do we need to do to do that? And that's what it's all about right now. What's in the best interest, and how do we get that done?
And in some ways, I think one of the things I think of the people, your people that are doing what they're doing, whether they're at home or whether they're meeting people in the parking lot or organizing some of these things. You talk about heroes in all of this. There are heroes at Healthy Generations Area on Aging.
Oh, boy. You know what? I've always said through my tenure now, a little over a year of being the executive director, that I couldn't have asked for a better staff. My folks, our folks are just, they have creative minds. They have wonderfully open hearts. And every one of them is there to assist people, to make sure that things get done. You know, our mobility options manager and Jennifer, she covers making sure that people know how to use all of the transportation systems in this area, be it train, plane, automobile, whatever. For somebody that's over 18 and over disabled or 60 and over, we can assist with that. We can make sure that they know how to get somewhere. She supervises the travel trainer. But her husband showed up one morning with a sign that said, "Heroes work here." And that sign is out front of our office. And you hit the nail on the head. You know, I couldn't do enough to thank the folks that are working, from the van drivers to the homemakers. Our homemakers are out providing light housekeeping again. And, you know, we've taken all these precautions and all of these extra steps that the employees have to do, and not a one has complained. If they have a suggestion, they give it, we all listen to each other. It's just I can't say enough about Healthy Generations and the folks that work there. You know, one of the things, though, is that sometimes the client may be calling in and not be able to get what they want, not because we can't do it, but because we don't have the manpower at that time. Hmm. So we may have to scooch everybody's schedules around a little bit. You know, a lot of times we have people, our transportation, our mobility options, transportation back and forth to doctors, work. Some people take it to work, and then fun social activities, which really aren't happening now. So it's mainly medical appointments. But Mondays and Fridays are the busiest days that we have. So when somebody calls in for an appointment on a Monday or a Friday, there's a very good possibility that we will not be able to provide that transportation. But when we say we can't do that, we also are saying, can you change your appointment to Tuesday or Wednesday? Because we certainly can do it there. So we've learned to be flexible, and we hope that the folks that we're out there working for can be flexible also. Because we will try our hardest to get it done and make sure it works okay, but we're all in this together.
Well, and the thing, as you talk this morning, Pat, so often there are those, when you talk about those needs, you just think, you know, there've got to be people out there that do have the times on Mondays and Fridays or other days to volunteer. And there just are so many opportunities to step in and become a hero yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. We, you know, just with the transportation alone, just with dialysis transportation alone, we just bang our heads together on a regular basis. And how do we get all of these people to life-saving appointments? Life-saving appointments. And because there are so many people and our services are so confined, even with some additional funding, we don't have the manpower to do that. So what do we do? And how do we go about that? And the hope is that we're able to put together some type of volunteer ride program. For anybody out there that's listening, we will cover liability insurance. You're covered insurance-wise. And come on and let's see what we can do to get folks to where they need to go. But even if we just had that dialysis volunteer transportation, it would make such an impact with the community. Such an impact. Incredible.
There's somebody out there. There's somebody out there who's got the time and can do it. Because you think about it, it's just like in talking with Ann Klockner in Legal Aid Works, and the few number of lawyers she has to do the number of cases, and that's what you're looking at too. You have sometimes so many needs out there, and you just don't have the people that can go to the dialysis or can do this or
right.
do that.
Right, and just the calls that we're taking to start meals up for folks that are not normally homebound, but are homebound now. I'm getting emails from my employees that they're sending the start meals request down to the company at 10:30 at night. And it's like, I know that that's the only time I've been there. I've done that. And everybody in that office is getting done what needs to be done in an incredible manner. Again, there's nothing that I can do to give them the true thank you that they deserve.
I never thought that this is all part of the first year on the job. Who, you take a job and a pandemic hits. That's they don't teach you that in school.
No, and they don't teach you that in school. One of the things that we were going through as an agency is to make sure that all of our policies are up to date and they cover what they need to be covered. And, the disaster procedures are one of them that everybody should have. So, a disaster, we've always thought of a disaster as the hurricane. And, mm-hmm. and how do we provide services when a hurricane comes and hits us and people's power is out for 3 days? I was talking to one of the administrators in the county that we work with. And the response was, no. We've got snow covered. We've got wind covered. We've got water covered. But we don't have virus covered. And, boy, we don't. But I'll tell you, we have learned a lot. If we can put it in the paper, we'll be okay. And it's just without any guidance, without the folks to work together, we really have worked together. It is just. I was listening to somebody the other day, I think it was on the governor's conference call, and the woman said, one of the things about Virginia is that we work together so well. And a long time ago, we were starting the Partners in Aging group up. It was under a different name. And one of the gentlemen that was part of it, he had gone to another county. And he had taken our senior resources directory, which is available on our website. And the question from this other county was, why do you all work together so well? How come? It's because for some reason, our community, the Fredericksburg community, Stafford, Caroline, Spotsylvania, King George, we work together, whether it's for aging or the attorneys. Domestic violence, it doesn't matter. There's always somebody here in our community that you will turn to that is there with open arms to help. And it's the only way you can get things done. It has been incredible. With the restaurants downtown, you know, they opened their arms and they fed hundreds of thousands of people over the past few months. That's not something that anybody needs to do, but because they feel that sense of community, they've taken it on. It's been incredible. It really has.
Healthy Generations, Area on Aging. Our focus, Pat Holland here, the executive director, healthygenerations.org. When we come back again, we'll talk about some of the needs, how you can fill in and get involved with the Healthy Generations. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Pat Holland here, the executive director with Healthy Generations Area on Aging. And really one of the big things we've talked about all morning, Pat, is just the need of volunteers and the opportunity to do that. And really, you have covered just – you have talked about various situations and various organizations and businesses around the area that have gotten involved. So it can be an individual. It can be an office. There are things you can do.
Oh, absolutely. If you want to band together as an office, as a company, please do that and get in touch with us. If you want to do it just by yourself, we welcome everybody. You know, a lot of people want to deliver food, and I had mentioned earlier that the majority of our food goes out through a company called Mom's Meals. And so we start them up, and FedEx actually delivers on a regular basis, which I think without a company like that, we would, I don't know where we would be. We'd still be delivering, but it would be tough. So other opportunities include making the phone calls, transportation for folks. If you're at all interested in doing something, please give us a call, and we will figure out something. There's plenty of stuff. If you're good with IT, you know, maybe we need you to help put together our Zoom meetings. You know, maybe we just want you to drive around with us and deliver craft packages to our seniors and see them smile. We've done that once just to let folks know we're here and we care about them.
Hmm.
You know, and it may be going to pick up a prescription. We've had people that they don't want to go out, thank God, and we just pick up a prescription for them. It's all paid for. You're the wonderful delivery person for the day. So there's stuff for us to do, and it might not be immediate, but I'll tell you what, it'll come. So we'll get you volunteering if you want to. And if it's not with us, if seniors aren't your area of expertise, everybody right now needs somebody to help out. So find something, and you'll be welcomed with open arms.
And in this case, you really aren't going to likely deal a lot with the person just because you're going to have to keep your distance. And it's the elderly right now that are the most at risk.
Yeah, and we're the people that are delivering our meals. You know, we put them on the doorstep and we walk away and we see them from a distance and smile and talk. And, you know, you can do all of that with a mask and 6 feet. That's not a problem. We do have masks. The Stitchers and Knitters Club, they made us, and they're making them for anybody, mm-hmm. but I'll be personal. Beautiful, beautiful masks that are comfortable. I know, you know, none of us like to wear these darn things, but we have to. And so if our seniors need them, we have masks. You know, again, if you need something, let us know. And we will try our hardest to figure out how to do it for you.
371-3375. Was that the number you gave me if someone wants to get more information?
Yes, that's it. That's our main number.
371-3375 or info@healthygenerations.org. And the website has all kinds of information, too, about if you want to just sort of look over what's there. And the Facebook page, a lot of up-to-date information, and a lot of times information locally, and even some good health information. So,
right,
a lot of things out there, and a lot of ways that you can help. And boy, I mean, you continue to add programs and look at things, Pat. It's been exciting to see.
It has been such a growing opportunity for our agency, and we expect that to continue even after the pandemic is over. But it really has, it's shown us a lot about where the needs are in the community. And, you know, everybody needs to change.
Pat Holland, the executive director with Healthy Generations Area on Aging, healthygenerations.org, 371-3375. Stay safe, my friend, and we will talk again soon.
Thank you, Ted. Always appreciate it.
Pat Holland with the Healthy Generations. That's it for Town Talk. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.